Many of us might feel challenged to use the words hot, Amish, and romance in the same sentence, but Amish romances, bonnet rippers as they're sometimes called in the trade, have become a popular specialty in romance novels. The characters can be interesting, conflicted human beings who are abrim with passion, temptation, and faith. Shelley Shepherd Gray is the author of two series of Amish romance novels, Sisters of the Heart and The Seasons of Sugar Creek. She joins us from Cincinnati Public Radio in Cincinnati, Ohio. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
And we should explain, you are not Amish, right?
No, I am not. I grew up in Houston, Texas, so I'm a city girl writing Amish novels.
And how did that happen?
It just so happens that I live here in southern Ohio, just an hour away from an Amish community. So I already loved visiting Adams County and the stores and the shops there, and so it just seemed a natural progression. I went ahead and gave it a try, and before I knew it, I had quite a few friends in the Amish community, and especially up in Sugar Creek, and I've just gone forward from there.
Mm. We should explain that the Amish romance is considered, and we're speaking in commercial terms now, a subgenre of Christian romance novels. Why do you think they've become so popular, and clearly not just with Amish readers?
You know, I've thought a lot about this, and I really firmly believe that a lot of people reach out to inspirational romances because they are looking for something positive and uplifting for themselves. They don't want to be offended by too much language that's offensive, or, of course, there's no sex in these books, so they don't want anything like that. So I think that might be part of the interest. Also, I think there's a lot of very fine authors in the genre.
Mm. Do you have any reason to think that there are Amish readers of the books, too?
Oh, I know there's Amish readers. My friend Clara is an Old Order Amish up in Sugar Creek. And it turns out that we both shared a love of books. And when she gave me a tour of her home, she showed me one of her prized rooms, and it was a bookcase full of Christian romances, lots of them Amish romances. So every time I finish a manuscript or finish a book, my very first copy, I always send it out to Clara and then wait anxiously for her handwritten note to tell me what she thought.
Mm. No sex in the book, as you mentioned. But
no.
A theme you return to seems to be the Amish person who has a flirtation and sometimes more with an Englisher.
Yes.
An outsider.
Mm-hmm. I've written that a couple of times. In Autumn's Promise, yeah. Lily is English. That's my heroine. And she does fall in love with an Amish man named Robert.
English, we don't mean like Tony Blair. We mean...
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Yeah, any person not Amish would be called an English or an Englisher mm-hmm. by the Amish. And their story kind of falls over the whole seasons of Sugar Creek series.
Mm. So these are real human situations. This is not kind of an Amish Disneyland that you write about.
You know, I think so. I think everyone has crossroads in their lives. Things have happened to them that they don't plan on. The theme of my first book in the Seasons of Sugar Creek series is called Winter's Awakening. And really the theme of the whole novel is a lot of people are at a point in their lives where the things they had planned on, they're not so sure that that's exactly the direction they want to go. And I think all of us, especially, you know, when I was younger and just starting out, you kind of think, you know, gosh, is this really what I want to do? This is what I planned on. So hopefully readers can feel those same feelings.
Ms. Gray, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Shelley Shepherd Gray speaking with us from the studios of Cincinnati Public Radio. She's written two series of Amish romance novels. Her newest book, Autumn's Promise. Her forthcoming Christmas book is Grace, published by Avon and Spire, an imprint of HarperCollins. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you. I was delighted to be here with you.
And This is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Elaine Heinzman and produced by Peter Breslow, Kimberly Adams, Gemma Waters, Walter Ray Watson, Chris Benderev, Justin O'Neill, and Allie Wilding. Our technical director is Burke Hun, so ably assisted by a cast of thousands. Our librarian and author is Kim Oleski. Melissa Goh is our web producer. Our show was produced today by Justine Cannon and Sarah Byer-Kelly, and edited by Jeffrey Bennett, Deborah George, and Tony Marcano. Should be Antonio Marcano, huh? Our senior editor is Jenny Bergel, and the senior producer of Weekend Edition is Bridget Kelly. I'm Scott Simon.